We'll give you Chicago tickets late in this hour, final hour of the drive, just flying by. The quickest 3 hours of my life. 339-1140-1800.
Sorry if that made me laugh.
920-1140. I know where you're going.
Oh, you wish you had 3 hours.
No, I don't. Trust me, I don't. It's a race and I always win. Matt George behind the glass.
Dave, I don't understand anything that's going on right
now. You don't, Disney boy.
In other news.
Hey, by the way.
Speaking of Disney boy.
That's how
boy,
I got bullied in high school. Come over here, Disney boy.
I have seen Moana now.
And?
It was nice.
What do you mean nice?
It was nice. I prefer trolls.
There's our whole, on social media.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no, I prefer the
your
kids
comment
movie,
section?
Trolls.
Kalex DMs.
Yeah, no.
That's your favorite movie.
There is the new emoji movie.
By the way,
it's terrible.
I heard it's awful too.
Forgot about this one while I was gone. So apparently, Matt George.
Here we go.
What?
Matt George got
nothing. Nothing happened.
Matt George got a fight with a bunch of people on Twitter.
Did
you
not?
Did
about weed?
No.
And at one point, he said something like, "You know, weed can you can overdose on weed."
Yes.
Oh, you said that?
I got it confused with synthetic weed.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it.
Did Weed Nation
apparently
rise
weed
up?
Weed heads of Sacramento
Man,
are really upset. Holy
they were
crap.
Killing you. They were, Katie, they were killing Matt so bad. Not everybody, but a good amount of people. They were killing him so bad that I stepped in and got into it and tried to stand in front of Matt. It was
which just
bad.
Makes it worse.
Well, of course, but
when Carmichael Dave's your endorsement, you're screwed.
Trying to take the bullets for you. Listen, Matt. We're not going to get into medical conversation, but Matt was a little off.
I showed my lack of any kind of knowledge
lack
with
of
anything
weed,
to do with. Drugs or weed
okay.
or anything.
That's
there were some
right.
people that were like ready to file a law. Like, Matt George,
questioning my credibility as a sports broadcaster because I didn't know what weed really was.
Your responsibility and your platform. And
I shouldn't have an influence over people because I spread lies.
They were throwing bean burritos and Triscuits and cheese whiz at him.
Is that why he's now going to be doing traffic?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. There's no weed in traffic.
One guy made a video.
Oh, no.
Well, like a 30-second hot take video. I'm Matt George. You don't know what you're talking about.
Really? I haven't
see
seen
that?
This.
You didn't see Keith's video? Not Keith Brooks. Other Keith?
Oh, yeah. That one? That's, yeah, the one that... Yeah, I'll stop there. Yeah, he bashes my name on Twitter after kissing my ass, wanting to do a podcast with me about 3 months ago.
Oh, shots fired. I love King's Twitter.
Keith is a moron.
You got to specify. People always think
not
we're talking
Brooks.
About Keith Brooks.
I've never met him.
I saw Keith Brooks last week at a big CBS meeting that we had that you weren't at.
Really?
Yeah. God, that guy's huge. He's been working out. I'm not joking. His arms are like unnaturally giant.
Don't be jealous.
I am a little
You're
jealous.
You're jelly.
I am a little jealous. Okay. A lot of stuff here. A lot of people saying you don't need to be convicted. There's a difference between laws and code of conduct. Totally get that.
Yes.
Absolutely get that. And here's my overarching point. Talking about Ezekiel Elliott, is he going to follow through with the six games? Will it be a six-game suspension? I think three. Katie thinks six. I just think that Roger Goodell should not be deciding these things, and I know he has people that help him, but I've said for a long time that the NFL and really all sports should have a separate committee made up of players and owners and doctors and you know whatever you feel is appropriate, a couple lawyers, unions, and they should independently do it of the leagues. Here's the thing with Goodell, and I'm going to sound like I'm giving him credit here, and I'm not because I'm going to circle around to how he's still an idiot. But a lot of one of the narratives is about the underhandedness of the NFL, the politics of the NFL, the fact that this owner gets more than that owner. And if you're this guy or this market or what, in the last 3 to 4 years, Roger Goodell has basically gone to open war with the prized possessions of Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones. And when the Tom Brady thing came out, it was all about Goodell and Kraft are buddies. Like, they were at each other's birthday parties, and that's the Patriots. That's a sacred cow. And Tom Brady, he's the face of the NFL. He's not getting – they're not going to follow through on this. This is crazy. And then it morphed into, this is ridiculous. How the hell are you following through on this Deflategate thing? This is bogus, and you're killing Tom Brady. Well, fast forward. We now have Ezekiel Elliott in six games, which is the prize. He is the prize of Jerry Jones' franchise. You have arguably the two most powerful owners of the two most powerful franchises, mm-hmm. certainly in the top three or four, in the entire NFL, and Goodell is going after him. So on one hand, I want to say, dude, you know what?
Finally.
You have to give him credit for that he's going against literally the hands that feed him, and he's trying to set precedent.
Mm-hmm.
But he's choosing things. And obviously, there couldn't be bigger, more of a difference between Deflategate and Ezekiel Elliott. On one hand, you're talking about the weight distribution in a football. On the other hand, you're talking about an actual, real important subject in domestic violence. They're different. I acknowledge that. I would like to see the NFL set examples. I would like to see the NFL step their game up. I would like to see the NFL start having a less tolerance policy. Katie, we're on the same page there.
Yeah.
I would also like for them to pick to start that process with the most open and shut cases they can find. And I get that they're not all over the place. But they missed a big operative. Pac-Man Jones, for example, he got one game. That guy was peeing near a cop and doing all kinds of crazy stuff and making threats. If there's a guy that deserves a ton of time for violating the NFL code of conduct policy, it's Adam Pac-Man Jones. And he got one game. And then you turn around with Ezekiel Elliott, who obviously is not doing things correctly, who obviously is not carrying himself correctly and reflecting on the shield or society the way you'd want, and deserves to be suspended. But I believe this thing's going to drag out.
Yeah.
It's going to be Deflategate 2. It's eventually going to get shut down.
His legal representation has already made it clear they'll take this to the furthest point they possibly can. Now, I highly doubt this goes Supreme Court or, you know what I'm saying,
sure.
like into the federal court system, which is what happened with Tom Brady. Or was it federal or district?
It was, yeah, I mean, that's when they
court?
Had the
I think it was
the
district court. I can't remember.
We're going to also, and kind of in, we had this set for today, too, and then we had the texter last hour who was real upset that we were having this conversation. And we'll probably continue this more tomorrow because we have too much to get to, and this is a long topic. But the question I would like to ask the audience, and I would like to ask the three of you, or two of you, I should say.
You can ask yourself.
Is, if you had the, you know, I noticed on Twitter, somebody had tweeted out and said, hey, it's been a real nice day on Twitter because I've used their filters. And I have been able to, with a lot of the news that's been going on, I have deleted, you know, I've made it when this word or that word or that word shows up, that it just, the tweet doesn't show up in my
right.
feed. And Twitter's much more pleasurable to listen to. If you had that type of filter on sports talk radio or sports talk in general, TV, radio, the whole world of sports, what person and or story would you filter out?
I think the easy answer with that, for I would say the overwhelming probably likelihood, it would be Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick's going to probably be number one.
Yeah.
And part
of that, I think, is because of how long this has been going on.
Now, listen. Let's be really clear here. I'm curious as to what you guys think at 339-1140 or on the text line at 44-1140. Now, I'm not asking you what story do you think is stupid or dumb, so much as I'm asking what story are you tired of? What story would you just rather you never have to hear about anymore on radio or on television or person? Because I think there's an individual that people, I'm not talking about the Kaepernick situation, there's an individual I think a lot of people are tired of. TMZ caught up with Jermichael Finley, ex-Green Bay Packers tight end, and Jermichael has put himself in the news,
mm-hmm.
an ex-player, talking about his thoughts on Kaepernick and those that sit for the anthem.
And crazy, it started with a tweet.
And crazy, it started with a tweet, and then he followed it up. Here's the audio. Okay. Man, we're nuancing this topic now, but let's break off. This isn't about is Colin Kaepernick right or wrong. I would take exception with this. If it's marketing, I don't think it's working really well, Jermichael. If these players are sitting for the anthem because of marketing and selfishness and trying to build their brand, I don't think it's working very well.
Who was it last year? And I'm totally blanking right now. And I know that did the Facebook Live from the locker room. It was
Antonio Brown.
That is selfish marketing.
Sure.
That kind of stuff.
I don't think those sitting out the anthem are I don't think it's working out for them well financially.
Marketing-wise.
That's just me.
Worldly.
Play football.
And you know what?
Stick to sports!
That part, for a lot of people, rings true. Because a lot of people, sports fans, do want athletes to just stick to sports.
That's, you know.
And coaches. I mean, yeah. Greg Popovich is one of the hardest people to get to talk about, like, to get him to talk about basketball and elaborate. You ask him a political question, he will stand there and talk to you for 30 minutes.
Hey, man, listen. If you want to have the argument, which it's a great debate as to should you be doing this, should you be doing anything at the workplace other than playing sports? But let's have the argument. That's fine. I'm with you. The whole, I love when people say, whether it's to us, whether it's to LeBron James, mm-hmm. whether it's to whoever.
Whoever.
Stick to sports. Well, then who gets to talk about it then? Then you don't get to talk about it on Twitter. You don't get to talk about it on Facebook. You have to stick to your, if you're an air, hey, stick to air conditioning repair. Hold on. Just how stupid is this? Hey, stick to serving the burger. Stick to bagging the groceries. Stick to operating on the patients. Like, think about that. Stick to that. And I forget who it was, but they had a great point. They said, well, what about when these athletes stick to high-fiving the Boys and Girls Club kids? What happens when these athletes stick to creating the scholarship funds? What we don't focus on all the good that athletes do.
Right.
The idea that athletes or any profession, because we're not going to have a radio show talking about air conditioning repairmen. If we did, it wouldn't be very popular. Any profession, you have every right to talk about the world. That's a good thing. Now, if you're saying, I don't want to roll into my local fast food joint and see vote for Hillary, vote for Trump, a button on your uniform. Let's have that conversation. That's a very fair and valid mm-hmm. point that we can talk about.
I just think, you know, Finley went on. He was asked if he felt that Colin Kaepernick's protest was a ploy for, you know, quote, attention.
That's stupid.
And he said, I do.
Well, I think it was a ploy for attention.
Listen to this. I do. He's got an afro puff. Come on, man. Cut that off your head or braid it up or something. This is another black man that is coming out just like Michael Vick and saying, hey, man, I have a problem with your hair. Like, if that is what you're going to use, it is, I literally stop listening to you. I don't have to agree with you, but if you can make some valid points, things that'll make me say, huh, I've never thought of it from that perspective. But if you go to his hair, I'm automatically saying, you're just a moron. I can't listen to you. I can't. You have nothing valid to say to me at this point.
I remember when Chris Anderson got all that crap from when he was playing with the Heat for his hair.
Yeah. Right.
Stanford graduate Tiger Woods always kept his mouth shut about political stuff. That's from the text line. You know who else kept their mouth shut about political stuff? Michael Jordan. You know what later came out about both those guys? They had really screwed up personal lives with a lot of issues, a lot of problems. We make the mistake of thinking these people are perfect. Now, here's the other thing.
Nobody is. I'm also
not going to sit here and say, hey, if you're not saying, you know, see something, say something. If you're not taking a stand, then you're a problem. Each person, if an athlete or whomever doesn't want to, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. Good. Good for you. But this whole thing about, you know, listen, I don't want to listen to a sports show and have every conversation be something political. I totally freaking get that.
Really interesting about this whole thing is the national anthem protest is obviously still an issue. You've got Michael Bennett that's still, you know, protesting in his way. You have Marshawn Lynch that is now doing it.
By the way, Marshawn Lynch is going to do it. And honestly, Marshawn Lynch, will not be the same reaction, because Marshawn Lynch will just be like, you can say whatever you want.
I don't care. It comes down to personality. Like, he doesn't care, and he has a different personality. And also, I feel like to a certain degree, he's a different level of popularity.
It's just a whole,
Roger Goodell spoke yesterday at University of Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals, that University of Phoenix Stadium. He did a 45-minute question and answer period with the Cardinals club seat holders, or season ticket holders, however they call them. And he said, listen, he goes, you have to understand that there are different viewpoints. And he said, the national anthem, it's a special moment for him. It's a lot of pride in that moment. But we all also have to understand the other side, that people do have the rights, and we want to respect those. So it's the way that the league is approaching this now, a year out, is that comment by Roger Goodell is a little bit interesting to me. Because if you agree with the fact, and I do think to a certain level that Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed. Whether or not his game has declined and he's not the same quarterback he was when he was, at his prime, like, he's better than most of the backup quarterbacks.
Right, and I mean, we've been down this road.
Yeah, and so, like, to hear Roger Goodell say, hey, we have to respect that, I don't know. That just, to me, kind of twists my brain a little bit.
Well, Jack Del Rio was asked about the Marshawn Lynch, him sitting down for the anthem. Here's what he said. Chris, you're on the drive. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, buddy.
I think that we have way too many people with way too many devices thinking that they have way too many opinions. And I think that it just seems like everybody's so ready to jump on the race issue, no matter what, And I think that there's a lot of garbage going on in the inner cities, and I just think that people are just getting away from the problems. I heard a guy talking the other day. He said, look, man, I don't do drugs and I don't drink, and sports is my escape. And I don't need to hear about guys' political views. If they want to say something, take your $1 million and go into the inner city and try to make try to do something. And to just be quiet about it and draw attention to yourself with your programs by teaching kids. That's where it starts. But everybody's so ready to just jump on something. I think this country's a powder keg because we keep feeding into it. It seems like everybody's looking for the next story, and it always seems to be about race. And I get it. I lived in the inner city, and I have people, friends on both sides, and I get everybody's opinion, just like Democrats. And it's just like Democrats and Republicans. And if you go over to the Middle East and you talk to Arabs and Jews, and they all get along. It's the politicians that stir it up. The people at the base get along pretty well. It's just all the other stuff that gets involved. People are looking for something to get mad about, it seems like. And all you got to do is strike a match, man. And anywhere you go, that's where it'll start.
I respect what Chris has to say in terms of I get people that don't want to hear this stuff because sports is their outlet. There's so much stuff going on and it's constantly something every day. I'm tired of the political conversation, period. Not just in the sports world, but period. But here's my thing. A lot of these guys do take their money and go and put it where their mouth is. And they do so much off the field in inner cities for kids. Marshawn Lynch does so much for the city of Oakland and the youth there. But is it too much to say that they're also allowed to use their platform and their celebrity to raise awareness to help the cause that they're, kind of involved in off the field as well?
It's absolutely fair. And I think it's also fair for somebody to say, I have a marriage that's not working. I have kids that hate me. I go to work every day for 12 hours for a boss that thinks I'm stupid.
Talking about yourself right now?
No, yeah, because I said I work for 12 hours. That was the giveaway. I'm struggling to make my mortgage payment. I don't know how I'm sending the kids to college. My reprieve is the 10 minutes in the car I have to and from work and maybe at lunchtime when I want to talk about important things like how did this guy fumble and who the
and
Kings
are. And the fact that Shaq thought Otto Porter Jr. was on the Kings.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the single toughest. This is the single toughest conundrum I've had since I've been in sports radio. Is part of me, honest to God, part of me wants to say, you know what? This is a political free zone. There will never be political conversation of any kind. And I'm not talking about Trump and Clinton. I'm talking about any of the stuff that bleeds into off field. Mm-hmm. That we're just going to cut it off. Now, this is your bastion. This is your sanctuary where all we're doing is talking about sports and greatest war movies, which is kind of political. And what's the best Halloween candy and just dumb stuff. Part of me wants to do that. But then the sports and political, them coming together, they're so intertwined, and we act like this is brand new. Like Matt made a great point in the last segment about that.
This has been going on for decades.
What do you think? Sports. What do you think if sports talk radio existed during the Vietnam War and Muhammad Ali? What do you think would have happened? What would have happened with sports talk radio if it was as hardcore
during World War II?
Or the Olympics.
The Olympics and all that.
Or Jesse Owens and Germany. Yeah. So this isn't new. But you get a lot of people, and we're seeing it. There's a lot of people that are pumped out about this, and there's also a lot of people that are like, God dang, man, shut up. I just want both sides to know. I get both of you.
Yeah.
And the ones that are saying, stop talking politics. I don't care about Kaepernick. I don't care about any of this. I want to know about how are you going to stand and clap when DeMarcus comes. I get you. I get the other people who are like, dude, I want to talk about this. Ezekiel Elliott, Kaepernick, Lynch. Oh, my God. You can't please everybody. I think we can please most people, though, when we get into the schedule next. The next segment, completely about the schedule, why the NBA screwed the Kings, and what to look forward to. Basketball's right around the corner, kids. We'll do that in 3 minutes and lighten it up at Sports 1140 KHDK. Ow. Chicago tickets coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll bribe you. King's schedule came out yesterday, opening against the Rockets. It's a home opener, at least. I mean, first game of the year at home. That's cool. Against the Rockets. They'll be on the second game of a back-to-back. They play the Warriors. That's good. At least. October 26th versus the Pelicans. We talked about that last week. That's a TNT game. So are we all in agreement that a national game, a national TV game is TNT, ESPN, or ABC, right? We don't count the NBA TV as a national game. Okay. Also on the list, this is a big one. Where is it? March 19th. It's the return of Langston Galloway.
You're such an...
Just saying.
Such an ass.
Omri Caspi.
And I believe also back. Anthony Tolliver.
Yeah. Yes, and Anthony Tolliver, you're right.
Yeah.
Tyreke Evans and Ben McLemore return to Sacramento December 31st. That's New Year's Eve. Hey, by the way, can we talk about there's a New Year's Eve game? That's fun.
It's always like that, Dave.
That's fun.
It's always like that.
I enjoy that. Darren Collison comes back March 29th. Rudy Gay and the Spurs come back December 23rd, the day before Christmas.
Oh, is that
Or two
what
days
it
before
is?
Last game before Christmas, excuse me. Aaron Aflalo will return March 9th. Kings have 16 back-to-backs.
I think they had, 19 last year?
Yep. Most games back to 7 o'clock from 7:30.
Yeah, that is the one thing we haven't mentioned. All the national TV games, like the ones we mentioned, ABC, TNT, ESPN, those are all 7:30 games. But do you know why we switched from going?
Yeah, because they switched it to 7:30 last year. The NBA and the Kings agreed to do that because they were worried about traffic. And they now have had a year to figure it out. They don't think that's going to be an issue. There will be some occasional 7:30 starts. But for the most part, they feel like they've figured out traffic. From the text line, we were going to get to this later, but I'll do it now. Reese Hoskins, former Jesuit kid, Sac State, Stingers up. Two jacks yesterday for the Phillies. First two major league home runs.
Nice.
Attaboy. Sacramento proud. Katie, that's why you don't get to touch the buttons.
I know, but this is...
You want to do the applause?
Yes, okay. I was looking for the applause upside down.
I straight said Sacramento proud and it buzzered. Katie hit the button. Yeah, okay. This is why the woman does not get the sound effect board.
No, that's not why the
because
woman doesn't get it.
You're busy being distracted like when you drive.
That's happening because... that's... clearly happening just so I can mess with you.
20 of the Kings' first 30.
Okay, I'll stop.
20 of. Actually, you know what that was? This was the Kings' wheel.
No. No, it's not. We did a real wheel.
No, we brought the guy back in. Watch.
That was our backup wheel.
I think he says something here, if I remember right. And the winner is, or something like that. Doesn't he say something here?
Well, there goes the bit. Credibility gone.
Nope.
First the weed, that now the wheel.
That was our backup wheel in case the real wheel we wheeled in here every day didn't wheel properly.
I love how he goes, and 20 of the first 33 are on the road for the Kings. Now, you play 41 at home and 41 on the road, so who really cares, right? But that'll kind
of...
The month
of March is almost all home games. There's four away games, and both of them, nice, back-to-back. Which is always lovely. It's going to be really nice going to Denver and then OKC.
You know what the problem is with doing this segment with you? You don't look at the schedule the way we do.
No.
You look at the schedule of like, do I like this city? What's the hotel?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
In between games? How many days off do I have
in
Milwaukee?
Nope. That is not how I look at it.
All right, explain yourself.
That is not how I look at it. I look at it from my travel. Not in, like, what hotel am I going to be in?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Your travel.
Yeah, because when I see the away games, everyone else is sitting at home doing it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And I don't think people understand, like...
I don't think people care.
Okay.
Whether you're going to have three off days in Milwaukee.
I'm not talking about me. I don't care about that. I'm talking about, like, back-to-backs, like, where they go from. Matt, I'm going to make you cry like a baby if you don't stop that damn sound
effect.
Yes.
Just put on Moana.
I'm just saying, like... how they do the back-to-backs. I don't think people really have much sympathy for the players. And you're always going to go, no. Okay, stop it.
I have no sympathy for the players.
That was for the players, not you.
I'm done.
No, I'm with you.
I'm done. No.
They don't have sympathy.
They don't, because they always go to the paycheck. That's always their excuse.
And you get to fly
millions.
On a luxury liner, and you stay in five-star hotels, and you play a game for a living.
It still doesn't matter when you get in at 2 or 3 in the morning, and you have to... It affects
Bummer.
Things.
Yeah. And they get to sleep in until they have practice.
Oh, my God. You guys are so moronic.
I'm sorry. I sympathize more for a fan that has to work 50 hours a week.
Yeah, and EMTs. Just saying.
I love the fact that people... Okay, I hate you both. You guys act like these guys don't put in a ton of hours at their skill.
I would do the exact same thing you were doing if I had experienced it. But from my outside, you have to understand, from everybody from the outside looking in, players complaining about the luxury life that they have is ridiculous.
Dude, I played in the WNBA. We freaking flew commercial. When we had a back-to-back, we had a game the night
before. I'm talking NBA. I'm not saying WNBA.
So, like, literally, I can sit here and say, hey, they have it pretty nice.
When Diana Taurasi comes out and complains about travel, I'll listen.
I will listen. Dave.
I'll say, hey, Diana, you got a point.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that? She just tossed a pen off my kneecap.
And it came towards me.
Wow. I don't get per
diem. Such a baby. Wow.
Hey, by the way, hey, will you say this?
No.
You won't. You probably won't. Huh? Will you say what your per diem was last year? Can you say that?
I honestly don't know. Because they give it to you for the whole like trip, so I never did the math. What?
From
what,
the 801,
what is
the
your
people
problem?
People are texting in now from the 801. Well, damn it, the season's ruined. Katie's going to stay in a Ramada.
You guys, I am not like that. I do not care. I literally do not care.
They didn't serve steak on the flight.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm locking the door.
Katie's leaving. I don't like the fact that we're in Milwaukee. Katie's, you should leave your mic on. Katie's literally, turn the mic on. Katie's ran into the other room and is literally choking Matt, who's leaving next Monday anyways.
And you're next.
I'm next.
HR.
Jeez.
6 weeks paid vacation, please.
You guys have pushed me past my limit.
Maybe you need some of that weed in my golf bag. And calm down.
You'll overdose. Be careful.
By the way, for those who weren't listening at 6:15, I played in a golf tournament yesterday in L.A., and Snoop Dogg had the sixth hole, or his company did. Snoop wasn't out there.
What is his company?
I don't even know, but it's like some supplements or
it's
drink or something.
It's obviously a dispensary.
And they gave out a golf ball and a tee with the logo on it. And I guess the golf ball, you twist it and you separate it and turns into two half golf balls, and that's for you to stash your weeds in. And then
Weeds?
Yes. And then your tee, the tee they gave you, is hollow at both ends. It's a one-hitter. You put the weed in where you set the golf ball, and then you light it and you hit it from the other side. So I put the it was in a box, a little tiny box. I put it in my golf bag,
and I
checked it. I flew home, and then I didn't realize till we were landing. I was talking to some of the other people I was with that Snoop actually put weed in the golf balls. Like, I'll actually tweet a picture of it out.
You didn't know.
I had no idea.
You're a drug mule. What would have happened if you were playing in a golf tournament and this happened, and this golf tournament was in Mexico and you tried to cross the border with that?
That's a felony.
Yeah.
Hey, want to see? I love it when the text line. This is what I honestly, we go back and forth with the listeners and yell at each other.
You
blah.
Do.
I really do. I do. I really do love everybody, honest to God. And I love when the we talk. I know we've got a good subject in the last segment, especially when people just can't. They're very hardcore on either side. From the 916, really appreciate you guys continuing to give these topics airtime. It would be easy for us all to ignore the issues and pretend it's all good. That's from the 916. Don't clap. You're being biased. Very next text. Guys, I don't want you to express your opinion or views, despite the fact that you have an opportunity to maybe change things or initiate discourse. So, yes. There you go. That was supposed to be a clap. That was supposed to be a clap. That, there you go.
Was that your Freudian slips?
The Kings.
Can we all talk about the All-Star game on February 18th?
I think we should talk about December 2nd. The Kings are playing at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee against the Bucks, and then they don't play until December 6th, four days later in Cleveland.
I didn't.
You guys are
going
to have to go from Milwaukee to Cleveland and have 4 days in between. And honestly, I think that's the top story.
I think that Jerry Reynolds is probably very scared of that.
Because hey,
last
be
year, and people don't know this, last year Jerry Reynolds ate an omelet in the hotel the morning of the game in Milwaukee
and got
food poisoning and did the entire broadcast with food poisoning. He is a trooper.
Was his chair hollow?
He was getting up frequently.
You're not going to make it through a whole game. Well, it depends. We'll take a break. There you go, Matt George. That was a delayed reaction.
He finally got it.
Chicago tickets next and the Rebrew right here at Sports 1140 Keys.
Stupid.
All right, here we go. Rebrew time. Also, Chicago time. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Let's say the 12th caller, just for fun. 12th caller.
I like 8.
You know, win yourself shy. You want to do 8?
Yeah, let's do 8th caller.
I don't know if I can go back since I already said 12.
No, 8.
I think you missed the meeting last week. I got to be careful. Fine, 8th caller. You get a pair of tickets to see Chicago, September 1st, Thunder Valley Casino and Resort. Just want to get that sneeze in. More information at khtk.com. Here's Rebrew number 1. I was thinking about that after I said that, and I didn't want to bring it back up because it's just a horrible topic anyways, but maybe she was spelling Concord, C-O-N-C-H-E-R-E-D, because she was saying conch because she was in the Cayman Islands, like a conch
conk.
Shell. Is it conch?
Yeah, it's conch.
Matt, you don't know?
The shell? It's a conch shell.
That's
no,
what I thought.
It's a conch.
It's a conch shell?
It's spelt conch. Gosh, you guys are morons. Haven't you ever been to the islands?
Yeah. It was in February.
I've never heard it called a conch shell before in my life.
Me neither.
It's conch fritters. It's a conch shell.
It is?
Yes.
44-11-40.
Yeah.
Okay, so
explain to us.
Joey's has family there.
Joey's Katie's friend.
Yes, that was
on the trip.
We met with him. He's like fish and game down there, and he protects it. And he was talking specifically about the conch shells.
Oh, maybe he had an accent.
Okay, whatever.
Rebrew number 2.
You're
number
wrong.
Number 2.
2, I say.
Yeah, it happened.
I hope someone pulls you over on your way home.
Is there a nacho festival going on in Sacramento?
Yes.
Is there a nacho festival sponsored by Ty Lawson going on in Sacramento? I'm not. No, that's not a joke. I just looked it up because I'm watching it on TV. It's Cesar Chavez Park. I got to be careful here because I don't know if it's somebody else's event. I don't want to get in trouble. But it says Sacramento's biggest nachos festival sponsored by Ty Lawson.
Yeah, bring your weed to the Nacho Festival, Dave.
Yeah, I'll be the one. I'll be the guy. Just me. I got to throw that thing out, seriously. I literally have drugs in my car right now. And I've said it multiple times on the radio. That's not good.
No.
But I didn't know. That
now
excuse,
you know.
That excuse always works with the police.
Yes, it does.
Number 3. That's right. Play golf with Tim Brown on Friday in a golf tournament and asked him how often he goes back to Michigan. I knew he played for Notre Dame, but I'm an idiot. And I told Pete Rose he was the home run king. So basically, I'm an idiot, but that's nothing new. Rusty, who's a loyal listener on the text line, or on Twitter, excuse me, Katie, you should like this, wants to propose a celebrity date bet with you. If the Kings win one more game than Vegas predicts, he wins. With so many back-to-backs, you should win that bet easy, he says, but he's throwing his Hail Mary. Let's make sure this bet happens. So Rusty is shooting a shot. So a couple things, Rusty. Number one, you know what Katie looks like. But your profile pic is Steve Kerr and a cigar. We have no idea. That's number one. That's number one. There's obviously more to this. That's number one.
Okay. I hope that's a better argument.
If you're going on a celebrity date with somebody, wouldn't you at least like to know what they look like? And I'm saying it's unfair that one side knows what the other side does not. That's number one. Number two, Rusty, what does Katie win? And no, not the date with you. Like you said, if you win, you get a date with Katie. But what if you lose? You got to put something up there. That's number two. Number three, well, she's got a boyfriend. So there's that.
I don't think he would be very pleased with it. Just like I'm not very pleased with it when they do the same thing for his job.
Hey, text line. Wait, they do celebrity dates for his job?
They do like auctioning off.
Oh, they do the auction. Oh, has he been in a calendar before?
I don't know.
Oh, you got to find that out.
I don't want to know, actually.
I'll bet he has.
I went to one like charity event. Like it was for the Burn Institute and the firefighters were in their turnouts and selling tickets. And this woman straight up walked in between us and was like, hey, when do I get my dance? And he goes, I don't think my girlfriend would be a big fan of that. And she goes, why did you bring sand to the beach?
Hey, She said,
that's not your girlfriend.
Shoot your shot.
I was like, I had to walk away.
Shoot your shot,
I have a violent streak.
What?
I had to walk away.
I
couldn't handle it. And I was like, I don't think that it's fair for them to objectify me like that.
Objectify me all day long. I don't care. Hey, to the 274 people who have texted in the last 5 minutes that you're happy to come by the station and pick up my Snoop Dogg golf ball from me, no. And no, we're not going to do the 11th caller. Probably not something I would not get in trouble for. Triple negative. I'm throwing it away at an undisclosed location, and I'll be done with it. That's it.
Are you really?
I am. Well, what am I going to do with it?
Come on now.
Okay,
come on
fine.
Now.
Whichever kid gets the best grade of mine, they get it. Hey, sweetheart, the kids went to bed early tonight. What do you know? Hey, that's it. For Matt George.
I don't want credit.
For Katie Christensen. I'm Carmichael Dave.
Sorry, Matt, that I physically abused you.
We apologize. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
Not sorry that I abused you, Dave.
Lowdown's noon to 3. You abuse me every day. Grant and Doug, 3 to 7, or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the schedule is, but that's what's supposed to be happening on the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. with much more political talk.
Don't want credit.
The title of tomorrow's show in advance, Donald Trump, what's the big deal? We'll do that for 3 hours. We'll see you tomorrow, kids. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.